Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hi everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
对，这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合英语学习，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。大家快去公众号抽奖吧，祝你好运。Hey, baby, do you have online friends? 你有网友吗？
No, I don't think so. I don't want to add someone I don't know in real life. 我其实还是一个警惕性蛮强的人啊，我就很难跟一个陌生人在网上认识，然后分享事情，我觉得这对我来说是难以想象的。
Then I guess it's also impossible for you to start a relationship online.
Yeah, out of possibility. How about you?
哎，其实我真的还有过啊，玩得很好的网友。Back then, I was just a middle high school student. We knew each other from an online game, and I have even written letters to him. And until now, we still have contact.
哇，写信吗？是那种手写的信吗？
对，而且那时候啊，还用 QQ 发过语音啊，但是他质疑我说的是不是普通话，因为当时的这个湖南口音有点重。
Well, that's funny. Well, did you have a serious relationship with him?
No, we were just friends, just playing the game together.
Interesting. But you know, I am really afraid of knowing someone online. They can fake their identity, use other photos, just to trick you. 主要是网上的这种诈骗案太多了，实在是不敢相信。And have you heard of the word catfishing?
Catfishing?Cat 就是猫嘛 ，fish 就是鱼 ，catfish 本意指的是鲶鱼啊，但是在网络生活中呢，它又多了一层新的含义。到底是什么意思呢？我们今天就在节目里面和大家一起来聊一聊。
那我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, 那首先不卖关子了。Nowadays, the word catfishing is used when someone sets up a fake online profile to impress people or trick people who are looking for love, usually to get money out of them.
是的啊 ,catfishing 指的就是在网络上呢对自己的情况有所隐瞒，精心编造一个优质的网络身份的一种行为。那我们可以翻译为网络自夸，比如说像我啊，如果我跟别人说我是个名模之类的。
你就是好吗？Anyway, 这种行为的目的啊，就是为了让别人留下这个深刻的印象，尤其是为了吸引某人来跟他们谈恋爱嘛，骗钱等等。
对，没错啊。那这个词的引申义呢，最早出现于2010年，源于一个纪录片《鲶鱼》（Catfish）， 里面呢就是说的一个关于网恋欺骗的故事。
是的。
Anyway, there are many cases of catfishing on social media platforms and online dating websites nowadays. So you do have to worry about being catfished when making a friend online.
是的，而且关于这种 catfishing 的案例啊，网上真的就特别多。我最近啊，听到了一个极其离奇的，简直非常夸张。
So what's it about?
Well, a woman who was duped for a decade by a man who was actually her female cousin.
What? 10 years? How could it? 是我不能理解啊。
是的，事情就是这么离谱。一个女孩子呢，发现自己网恋了10年的对象，居然就是自己的表妹。
我的天，那刚刚讲到了这个词啊 ,dupe。D-U-P-E, 那这里呢是做动词，它的同义词呢是 trick, 意思是欺骗、愚弄 like she was duped, 就是她被欺骗了。而做名词呢 a dupe is a person who is tricked or cheated, 也就表示是上当受骗的这个人，那这个意思。But I couldn't help but wonder, why did her cousin dupe her? I mean, out of what? Money?
Yeah, many people also have asked her how she could have let it happen. 就是怎么可能会发生这样的事情呢？但是事情的细节真的是太多了。Anyway, the victim thinks that her cousin just enjoys seeing her as a challenge. 这个受害人就觉得啊，她的表妹呢，纯粹是想把她当做一个挑战来看，对她施加控制。
Well, I bet the woman must be devastated to find out the truth that her partner did not exist.
Definitely.Devastated 作为形容词啊，在这里呢就是表示一个人 extremely upset and shocked, 就是非常的崩溃震惊。
是的啊，那如果把后面的后缀 ed 改成 ing 变成 devastating, 那这个单词呢就是表示某件事啊让人非常的震惊。
Mm.
Like the news of Kobe's death was devastating to all. 之前科比去世的消息呢就让所有的人都崩溃了，感觉到震惊不已。
Right.So now the woman Kirat Asi calls for catfishing to be made a criminal offense.
Call for something. 那这个短语指的是 to publicly ask for something to happen,、
嗯、
表示公开要求某件事或者是需要某件事。所以这个受害人呢他就想要 catfishing 这种行为啊被看作是一种罪行 a criminal offense. 也就是说呢其实目前要是有人网上伪装身份啊还不算是罪是吗
其实最主要的原因是因为这个表妹她没有骗钱。So there is no law against this type of catfishing so far in the UK.
Well, I also feel that her cousin should be held accountable for her action to take responsibility. And if she needs help with her mental health, she could get that too.
是的 ,accountable, 这个单词的写法呢就是 account.账户这个单词在后面加上一个 able 的后缀在这里呢做形容词 accountable 就是指的 be responsible for your decisions or your actions 意思就是对你自己的决定或者是行为负责而且通常指的呢就是在法律层面对某件事情要负责了
对的那注意搭配啊 be held accountable for something held 就是 hold 它的过去式 so for instance someone must be held accountable for the killings 必须有人啊要对这些凶杀案负责
exactly 所以听到这种类似的事情还是挺让人感慨的也非常心疼这个受害者
对而且像这种类型的事情其实还是挺常见的啊比如说和 catfishing 还有一个很类似的叫做 love scams
对 scam 它指的就是 a clever and dishonest plan for making money 意思就是欺诈诈骗骗局而 scammer 可以理解成是骗子
Yeah, so a love scam is to create fake profits on dating apps or social media sites and trick people into sending money、
嗯、
指的就是那种专门用假的照片形象去骗人谈恋爱目的啊就是为了让你给他打钱
对所以说和 catfishing 非常的像嘛另外呢一个可以表示欺骗的词也很常见叫做 fraud、
嗯、
frauds and scams can be used interchangeably sometimes but generally frauds are much bigger in size than a scam
没错 fraud 它其实很多时候还是表示欺诈罪罪行本身那就比 scam 要从规模上或者说影响上大很多啊、
嗯、
所以类型也就更多了比如我们说 $100 million fraud 一个一亿元数额的诈骗案那这种呢很少就会用 scam 这个词了
Exactly 同时呢这个 fraud 直接做名词呢就可以表示是行骗的人就不需要在后面加上 er 的一个后缀了 So for example He's nothing but a liar and a fraud
Right 那不知道大家对于这种 catfishing 的行为怎么看啊然后大家是否有过被网络虚假身份欺骗的经历呢欢迎来信或者留言告诉我们啊那今天的节目就到这里啦
是的那我们今天的所有内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Okay, so thank you so much for listening This is Blair
This is Nora See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。